Christians in Syria are caught between a rock and a hard place. A coup in Mali prompts a call to prayer, and pastors in India commit to planting hundreds of churches in the next 12 months. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Reports indicate anti-government militants have expelled 90% of Christians in Homs, Syria. Church leaders fear ethnic cleansing. This follows additional EU sanctions against President Assad, his wife, and other close relatives. Assets have been frozen, and their travel to the EU is now prohibited, hoping to stop the violence. However, Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says,
"The Assad government certainly has a lot to answer for, but it's the rebels that have really attacked Christians. And they didn't have protection until the government retook that area. And the government is not targeting the Christians. It's some of the rebels."
Words of Hope is broadcasting Christian programming into Syria. He says that programming's important, especially today.
There's definitely searching that goes on in the Muslim world right now. The internet opens up opportunities for two-way interactive communication. People ask questions. A lot of text messaging, a lot of use of social media.
They need funding for follow-up programs. Elsewhere, Southern Baptists are asking for urgent prayer following a government overthrow in Mali last week. Upset by the number of soldiers that have died in fighting against a rebel group, a soldier-led coup stormed the capital. They announced an end to the president's regime, which was scheduled to end next month anyway. Instability has International Mission Board workers afraid for women and children in particular. Pray for peace and for lost hearts to find hope in Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Most hospitals in Haiti are dependent upon donated equipment. Now, that's not bad, says International Aid's Brian Barker, until it breaks.
The World Health Organization says that at least 50, if not 80% of the medical equipment in developing countries is broken and can't be fixed because there's no one qualified to do it, or there's no parts available in the country.
International Aid sent Barker to Haiti to start training a team of five biotechnicians through their partners.
This was a big move for Hospital Bernard Meves to look at actually getting the service people available and getting them trained.
The end goal is self-sufficiency for medical care, equipment maintenance, and more. A follow-up last week showed the team is doing well. The hospital's thinking about expanding the service to help other hospitals. That in turn would spread the gospel.
The basic premises of the men were Christian, and we were able to talk about that. And then that in turn gets spread out among other people, that there are medical missions people who are Christ-minded.
Meanwhile, a global advance team has returned from India in triumph. Church leaders from the historic cities of Gandhinagar and Kolkata enthusiastically participated in frontline shepherds' conferences. The end result of these meetings, a commitment to plant a total of 230 new churches over the next year. God's at work in India, and it's exciting to see Him move in powerful ways. Pray boldness for these believers. Many of them will run into severe resistance and persecution. And 18 radio listeners just like you are headed to Guatemala this Thursday. MNN sister station 91.3 WCSG in West Michigan is taking the group to work with orphan outreach. WCSG's morning show host John Ballio says the focus is loving on orphans.
There will be about 350 girls at the first orphanage, so we're mostly going to be focused on them and bringing a Bible message, sort of like a vacation Bible school to them.
This week-long trip could be crucial.
Most of them we're going to see are between 10 and 18 years of age. They're going through kind of that tumultuous period of life anyway, but then, you know, they don't have parents to guide them, and so just to be able to show God's love to them is going to be so important.
It's a great chance to share Christ in Guatemala. Plus,
that allows us then to share the story on the air with thousands of others who may not have otherwise wanted to try it, and, you know, once they hear other listeners just like them trusting God for this experience, then they might also kind of step out of their comfort zone.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 95% of the people in North Africa and the Middle East will never personally meet a Christian. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for them and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar and a link to the free trip to Israel contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.